what I'm going to talk about is actually a collaboration between three of the PNRP sites, Chicago, Rochester, and Boston, that is being funded by a supplemental grant from the Avon Foundation to look in more detail at what the navigators are actually doing to achieve their objectives. So why did we decide that we needed to do this? One is that the design of navigation varies considerably across the PNRP sites. I mean, Beth just talked about the team design of navigation in Chicago, and that's quite different from how some of the other sites are approaching it. So there are a lot of differences. And those differences, we believe, are going to complicate how to interpret evidence of different outcomes across the sites. You know, are the differences, if they're observed, due to definition and design factors, or are they due to other factors? And we want to be able to determine which navigator activities are linked to improved outcomes. Observational studies of healthcare to characterize the work design have been used in other settings. And one of the questions that came up a lot at the beginning was, well, the navigators are completing a lot of self-report data on how they're spending their time and what they're doing. And one of the things we found in other settings is that what people report, self-report they do on their jobs is often quite different from what an observer might see. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this. And the work design literature focuses on two fundamental aspects that are at the heart of our approach. And one is what are the tasks, what are the objectives that the navigator activity is designed to achieve, and secondly, what kind of social network do they establish in order to bring that about. And Beth talked about networking with community partners, but we're also talking about networking within the institutions that the navigators are based in. So who do they talk to? Who do they go to? So our objectives were to define attributes of the work of patient navigators, describe variation across sites in navigation, and to develop a robust technique for observing navigator work that we could use to produce comparable data across the sites. I'm going to give you just a brief overview of the method by which we're tackling this, and then I'll go into a little more detail. We developed a preliminary observation guide, which we used to do some preliminary data collection in the three sites over the summer. And we coded the initial data to identify different dimensions of navigator activity. And you'll see that they're a little bit different from the domains that Electra put up on her slide, although they're related. So it's just sort of a different way of slicing it. And we have been all along developing a conceptual model of what this looks like. And our end objective is to develop a structured observation guide that we can scale up to do more navigator observations. So in the preliminary observation guide was very broad. We wanted to just sort of see who and what was going on with the navigators during their time, and also get some idea of the relative amounts of time they were spending on different activities. And it was very open-ended, designed to go beyond the checklist and really capture a sense of the narrative of their day in the clinic. And this speaks, I think, to some of the differences in design. In Boston, we observed the navigators who are based in six neighborhood health centers. In Chicago, Beth did the observations both at the VA and at the Access clinics, as she described earlier. And in Rochester, the patient navigators are in three hospital-based primary care settings. So right away, the settings that the navigators are in are different. Once we had done those preliminary observations, we began the process of coding those field notes. And this was a multiple-step process with a lot of collaboration within the research team. We didn't use predetermined categories. And as we started observing trends, we wrote them up for discussion. We had a day-long meeting of the three involved sites, which was actually just last week, so a lot of this stuff is still a little bit in process, and work towards refining the observation tool. So what I want to talk a little bit about now is what we're seeing so far in terms of navigator activity categories, and I'll go into more detail on each of these. What we call working with the patient, working on the patient's behalf, working on the system, and other things that didn't fall into any of those first three categories. So this is what we observed in terms of navigators working with patients. We saw them doing four main things. One was what we call telling, but it's essentially providing information, whether it's information about logistics, like when and where appointments will be and what's going to happen in them, or whether it's educational information about their clinical situation. Inquiring, trying to find out what the concerns or the barriers are facing that patient, supporting, and coaching, which is closely related to this concept of trying to activate the patients, trying to get them more involved in asking questions and managing their own care. In the second main category, we observed working on behalf of patients. This in itself was a much bigger piece than we anticipated, at least in Boston. We went out to do the observations expecting that we were going to see navigators spending a lot of time talking with patients either in person or on the phone. And what we observed instead was them spending a lot of time, first of all, finding the patients. And I think Beth also spoke to the reasons why this is difficult and takes a lot of navigator time and energy, coordinating team communication and ensuring that the rest of the team is aware of the next steps. Again, in Chicago, they have this model where there's a clinician who's part of the navigation team. And in the sites where that isn't the case, if the navigator is a non-clinician and they have information about a test result, they really can't even discuss it with the patient until it's been documented that a clinician has delivered that information. So an example of what they spend their time doing is, you know, emailing the clinician to say, have you communicated this yet, so that I can then take the next step. Integrating information, making sure that all of the relevant patient data is put together and understood in context, and documenting that. And seeking collaboration, trying to list other providers in dealing with what's going on for the patient, often addressing patient fears. The other thing that, at least in Boston, we saw a lot of was working on systems issues. We saw the navigators were spending a lot of time finding potential patients who would be eligible for navigation and building networks and routines with other people within their institutions so that those other folks would even recognize what they were trying to do as navigators and would refer to them when appropriate. And then the fourth main category is working on other activities. Some of these are research related, and they're related to the status of the PNRP as a research project. Navigators often also got involved in clinical backup, sort of helping with other operations. Many of them are navigators part-time, so they have other jobs that they do that are not patient navigator related. And they also spend time in conversation with coworkers, building their networks. So the other thing that we talked a lot about when we met last week was how the extent to which navigators at the different sites were involved in those four different categories of activity had a lot to do with the context of the navigation program in that specific site. And so we began to develop a model of what some of the elements of context are that seem to be important. And the first is patient population. For example, in Rochester, the navigators are focused on patients who have already been diagnosed, whereas at some of the other sites, the focus is on patients who've had an abnormal screen, and it's taking them from the abnormal screen to diagnosis or no diagnosis. So they're coming into the patient's sort of trajectory at very different points in time. Also, the extent of the non-cancer needs that a patient has will influence the type of navigation. The navigators themselves, as I've already mentioned, and as I think evident from Beth's comments, are located and supervised differently in their sites, and they may have some site-specific role differentiation. Different sites randomized patients to patient navigation at different levels. So in some sites, they are randomized at the patient level. In others, at the neighborhood clinic site level. And in other sites, it's sort of the whole program is randomized to navigation. And the patient navigator's relation to prior design of work is different, too, depending on whether they were in the context before and patient navigation has now been added to their job responsibilities, or whether they're a completely new person who's come in. So to summarize sort of our emerging model, we see that program context variables shape navigation activities a lot more than we expected. They fall into the four main categories I talked about, and that navigation activities can be by different modes, and they also can be happening in real time, or they can be out of sync. We observed a lot of phone tag and message trading, people trying to work things out. In terms of steps toward developing our tool, we've concluded that the mode that navigators are using to contact people is really important to track, as well as the relative proportion of time they're spending on different activities, the type of patient, and we also, even though we're moving towards an instrument that's going to have check boxes for different categories, we want to retain aspects of some narrative description as well, because there are just so many different flavors that we don't want to lose. Some observations that we've also made thus far. One is that case identification of patients who even are eligible for navigation is a very time-intensive process. Again, the importance of context. And patient navigator actions can either be proactive, as in going out and seeking patients and trying to get out in front of it, or they can be reactive in response to referrals. And that there are multiple challenges for the site in establishing a program, even when, in theory, all the sites are trying to implement the same program. Even within sites, there are a lot of important differences. So next steps in this project are we plan to add two sites in the second year and to observe every navigator at each of those, now five sites in total, on multiple occasions, analyze the variation in task and network across navigators and sites, and conduct further thematic analysis of qualitative field notes to see what else we're going to find. So finally, I'd like to acknowledge the team working on this and our funding both from NCI and from AI.